I'm very excited about your movie. It comes out today, correct?
Yes, yeah. We're very excited about that.
I bet. My name's Abby. I'm from a radio station here in Townsville, Australia. So we have the pleasure of having Event Cinemas here that's going to be showing the movie starting tonight. So excited
Wonderful.
To do this interview and get it out there a little bit. Can you just give us a little bit of insight of how you came across the storyline of this movie? What is the storyline of the movie?
My brothers and I had finished the movie Overcomer in 2019, and we got a call from Kirk Cameron. He said, guys, you've got to watch this short documentary I just saw on YouTube. It's called I Lived on Parker Avenue. And Kirk said it made him weep. He was sitting on his couch just crying and emotional. He said, this is one of the most powerful things I've ever seen. He said, it's just 30 minutes. Check it out. So we did. And it grabbed our hearts as well. It's about an 18-year-old girl who rolls off the abortion table at the last second, tells the doctor, don't do this. She says, I'm going to choose adoption for this child. And she walks out of the abortion clinic, places the baby for adoption. And he was adopted by a Christian couple that was in a situation where they could not have their own kids. They named the baby David. And so he was raised in a loving home. When he turned 19 years old, he crossed paths with his biological mother, who thought he would hate her. And he wraps her up in this loving hug and says, thank you, thank you, thank you for the decision you made. I'm so grateful. I love my family. And he says, I just want to say thank you. And she wept. She said, I didn't know you would feel this way. So they reconnected. Today, the biological mother named Melissa speaks all around our country about the value of life and the beauty of adoption. David is now married. He's in his early 20s. He got married, and he is now a lawyer that helps families adopt children.
Wow.
So when we learned this story, yeah, we said, this has got to be a feature film. Now, I didn't tell you a lot of pieces. There's some twists and turns along the way and some surprises, but we said, let's make this feature film. And wouldn't you know it, these people in real life, David and even Melissa, they do skydiving, cliff jumping, race ATVs. And we were like, are you serious? And so we said, it's all going in the movie. And so the movie has those exciting parts to it. Yes, it's a touchy subject, but there's humor, there's beauty in this movie. And we said, let's just share it with the world. It's hard to argue with a true story. And we love what's happening with the movie so far. It's called Life Mark.
It's out in theaters starting today. Now, it's based on a real story, like you just mentioned. How did that conversation go with Melissa and even David in asking them to do this movie based on their story?
Well, they had done the documentary called I Lived on Parker Avenue, and we're getting an incredible amount of response. About 250,000 people had seen it at that time. When we said we wanted to make a feature film, we called them, and at first, they thought it was a joke, and it wasn't really the Kendrick brothers. So we said, no, it's really us. And I said, you know, feel free to ask us whatever you'd like to ask us. And so once they realized that we were serious about making it into a feature film, they began talking and praying with us and gave us the rights. And so we invited them to the set while we were making the movie so they could be there with us. And they even have cameos in some different roles throughout the film. So it's fun to look at the film and say, hey, that's the real David and that's the real Melissa here and there. But we loved making the film and are so proud of what they've done and can't wait to see what happens with it in Australia.
How big of an impact do you think it's going to be for other people to want to adopt and want to be part of these kids' stories?
Well, I'll give you something that really happened in one of the early screenings of Life Mark. We were showing it just a few weeks ago as it was coming out in America. There was a 32-year-old man in the back of the auditorium that I was in. He had his arms folded. He's looking at the screen, a little squint on his face. He and his wife were unable to have children, and so he was against adoption. His wife was open to it. He's watching this movie, Life Mark. Halfway through the movie, I see him in tears. He walks up to me when the movie's over and says, can I talk to you for a second? Because I was there. We talked about the movie from the front when the movie was over as one of the filmmakers. He caught me and he said, listen, I have been against adoption. My wife and I have been unable to have our own children, and I did not want to adopt. But halfway through this film, God tapped on my heart and said, you can do this. I'm with you. He said, I just started crying so hard. He said, I'm going to go home and tell my wife, let's adopt. We can do this. And man, that just brought tears to my eyes. I said, Lord, if you do things like this in people's lives, then praise your name, because we want hearts to change and to value what you value. And so it was so exciting to get that testimony. And things like that have been happening over the weeks it's been out in America.
Yeah, I was going to ask, but maybe you already answered it. What is one thing that you really hope that people take away after watching the movie?
Yeah, you know, it's a new and broader perspective on the value of life and that there is hope for those with unplanned pregnancies. So we want to demonstrate that there is a beautiful option in place, and that if you are unable to raise this child, and we hope that you can, and we want to help you, but if you're unable to raise this child, that there is a beautiful option. You know, I was stunned at how many couples are waiting in line for the opportunity to adopt. Yeah. It's in the tens of thousands where they're saying, we want a child and we're ready and our home is ready. Let's do this. And so when I saw this long, incredible line, when we found out how many couples are waiting to adopt, that's not going to be the problem. The problem is going to be, let's nurture the young mothers and help them along and help them place these babies for adoption, unless they would like to raise them themselves and make that connection. And so we're trying to do that in part through the ministry of LifeMark. Mm-hmm. And again, can't wait for people to see this movie.
Yeah, I think one of the things I found most interesting about this storyline is the idea that the son gets to connect back with the parents. And I know a lot of people really struggle with that idea, but I just think it's so important to give them that option. You know, that first and foremost is their parents. And I just think, I was getting goosebumps while you were talking about the story, because I just think the storyline altogether is so powerful, and I think is going to open up so many doors for people. You have both been part of producing the movie and acting in the movie, which I don't think is your first time. How do you balance the two?
Well, it's, you know, for us, it's just an honor to be able to tell a story, and one like this that's so important and true. And so we were excited to do so. So we take it one step at a time. Mm-hmm. You know, when we're setting up for the producing, you get all the ingredients on the table and you set up the structure for it. And then when you're shooting, I can just worry about acting in the role that I'm given. Yeah. And so we just do it one thing at a time, where it's not too much on any one individual. Movies are hard to make, but it's also very fulfilling, especially when you have a purpose like this and a ministry like this. So yes, they're entertaining, but we love the fact that they touch and reach the heart with a message that is so valuable. And so the response we've already gotten in America is wonderful. We love hearing testimonies of people that have already said, this changed my mind, or this opened my eyes to an avenue of life for these children that I had not valued before. When we can touch the heart and touch the mind like that, then we just praise the Lord. And hopefully it happens in Australia as well.
Yeah, I hope so. I think it will. Is there anything you can tell us about the character that you play of Sean?
Sean is the husband of the woman, Melissa, who was the original biological mother. She met Sean later and married him. But when she was going through reconnecting with David, her biological son, he was there with her, encouraging her, helping her. Because, you know, obviously that was in and out of emotion, you know, but it was beautiful. And so I got to play him, and it was an honor to have him on set with me when we were doing things. He also races ATVs, so I do that in the movie, and was able to do some things I had never done before. And so it was great to do those. And by the way, when you see the movie, and they go skydiving and cliff jumping and race ATVs, these are things that these real people were actually doing. Wow. As part of their story. So we didn't have to create any of that. We said, let's just put it all in the movie, and that made it so much more fun to make.
Just wanted to say congratulations. I'm so excited for the movie to be able to come out.
Well, thanks. Check out LifeMark. Good to talk with you today.
Yeah, so good to meet you. See you.
Bye-bye.